Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Thanks for joining us today on the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. I'm James Mick, Managing Director and Energy Portfolio Manager with Tortoise. Finally, the last time I was on the pod, I was touting an agreement for the eventual return of the NBA. This past week, I watched Sporting KC play soccer, opening day for Major League Baseball, and we are within days of the aforementioned NBA season starting up. As a sports junkie, it's great to be back. What's not great to see return is escalation of U.S.-China tensions, this time in the form of consulate closures. Fortunately, the market seemed to shrug off this latest flare-up. Let's hope that remains the case. Moving to the financial markets, let's start things off with performance for the week that was. On the commodity front, crude oil was up modestly, increasing 1.4%, while natural gas was strong, with futures pricing rising over 5%. Shifting to equities, the broader S&P Energy Select Sector Index was an S&P sector leader, higher by 2.1%. Exploration and production companies, as measured by the Tortoise North American Oil and Gas Producers Index, led energy, moving up 5.2%. Utilities, per the Dow Jones Utility Index, were modestly negative, down 35 basis points. And finally, MLPs delivered a solid week as the Tortoise MLP Index improved by 1.6%. This week kicked off earnings season for energy companies with several notable prints. First, the week was heavy on oil field services earnings as all three of the big guys reported, Halliburton, Baker Hughes, and Schlumberger. The story was all about taking costs out of the system to save margins and ultimately cash flow and a fully anticipated rough 2Q for upstream companies. After all, we did see the swiftest rig count decline back to at least 1987 when tracking began in earnest. Of course, technology continues to play a big role for all three, and similar to what we have seen in past downturns, oftentimes these companies come out much more lean and efficient than they went in. Yet to see how this downturn plays out, being it is clearly unprecedented, driven by the virus, but we'll be watching closely. Kinder Morgan was the first midstream company to report for 2Q, and the results were a slight miss to our estimates. KMI's 2020 guidance from the first quarter call had adjusted EBITDA down about 8% versus their original budgeted expectations. That estimate was revised here at the halfway point with a newly estimated slightly more than 8% impact. Based on our updated estimates, we are anticipating approximately 9% below original guidance. The main difference between now and the April estimate is due to lower gathering and processing volumes expected for the remainder of 2020. It should be noted, refined product volumes in the second quarter were down about 31% versus last year and 1Q 2020, which was better than the original guidance of 40% declines. Kinder stuck with previous guidance for 3Q and 4Q refined product declines of 11% and 5% respectively. Finally, Chairman Rich Kinder noted that they are in a maturing business segment and with less expansion opportunities than previous. If that's the case, he noted they will plan to use the substantial cash flow thrown off by the assets to increase their dividend, pay down debt, and/or buy back shares of stock. That sounds a lot like what we've been preaching over the last 6 to 8 quarters. The largest utility in the U.S. by market cap also announced earnings, as NextEra Energy did what we are accustomed to, beat estimates. Additionally, they reported a very impressive addition to the current energy resources backlog of renewables of over 1,730 megawatts. In line with the clean energy story, management noted they intend to retire their last remaining coal unit in early 2022. This is the culmination of a plan that started in 2015 and will result in the retirement of 2,700 megawatts of coal capacity. In other news, NextEra is proposing a $65 million hydrogen project at Florida Power and Light, with an in-service target of 2023. What's great is this will be utilizing excess solar power that would have otherwise been wasted to produce green hydrogen. Finally, they also reiterated guidance for the full year 2020 and out to 2022. In one of the odder stories of the week, Ohio-based utility First Energy was caught up in a potential bribery scandal involving the Ohio Speaker of the House, Larry Householder. What appears to be at issue is the funding, lobbying, and potential dark pool of money that helped save two nuclear plants in Ohio previously owned by First Energy. The total dollar amount is upwards of $1 billion in taxpayer money to save the failing plants, so no small chunk of change. First Energy had a good quarter by all accounts, but as to be expected, almost the entire call was spent on the scandal and the issue at hand. While denying any wrongdoing, we'll have to stay tuned as there is surely more to come. In a quick hit news item for this week, we saw our first increase in the oil-directed rig count since mid-March, when the Saudi-Russia falling out first took place. It was a paltry one rig gain, but it feels like we have found a potential floor here. Finally, I wanted to touch on some projections I recently ran across from a research service. This group aggregated several sources together, including Pew Research and the United Nations, to detail out world population projections. Currently, the world has about 7.8 billion people. By 2050, that number is projected to be just shy of 10 billion. Why bring this up, you ask? Well, in our Teal Energy deal that we laid out 1 year ago, we made the case for rising demand for energy, based primarily on more people, with many of those people improving their standard of living and hence utilizing more energy. In fact, it's been proven that higher energy use per capita is directly correlated with an increasing human development index. In the projections, Africa's population is expected to almost double by 2050, reaching 2.5 billion people. As their standard of living increases, it stands to reason they will utilize more energy. In short, energy is core to our lives and essential to our standard of living. Clean, affordable, abundant energy will continue to be produced, delivered, and consumed around the world. Have a great week, stay safe, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Tortoise, through its family of registered investment advisors, does provide investment advice to Tortoise-related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, Tortoise does stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.